on digital and online. This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Good morning, it's 6 o'clock. This is Weekend Breakfast here on 5 Live with Russell Fuller and Anna Foster here with you till 9 o'clock.
For nearly 14 minutes past 6, more than 60 protesters are reported to have been killed in another day of anti-government demonstrations across Syria. Human rights campaigners say many of those who died were shot by the security forces as they tried to reach the southern city of Dera. The UN Human Rights Council in Geneva has condemned the Syrian government for using deadly force during 6 weeks of protests. A British Arab journalist and with us now. This seems to happen virtually every Friday now, doesn't it? After Friday prayer, there are demonstrations and there's this severe crackdown by the authorities. Can you see anything changing in future?
I think it's very hard to see any easy way out of this at the moment. The southern city of Dera is where the protests were concentrated yesterday. That city is a city under siege at the moment. The army surrounded it. There are military patrols on the streets. We're hearing stories of snipers on rooftops shooting anyone who dares to come out of their house. So that's where the majority of the death toll around 60 yesterday, that's where the majority of the people died there yesterday. Smaller numbers coming out in force across the rest of the country, seeming to be protesting in support of the people of Dera. So no easy way out of this. The government seems to have taken a line that it's going to crack down as hard as possible and try to suppress the protesters to hope that they'll go back home.
But that's interesting. There is virtually nationwide support, is it, for the protests? It's not just in Dera where people are taking to the streets and protesting against the regime.
Exactly. And I think the interesting thing is that none of this started out as a revolutionary movement. This didn't start out as a campaign to get rid of the president, who at the time was still fairly widely respected and liked, one of the most popular leaders in the region. The protests were all about the deaths that were mounting in Dera, and that's where the largest protests have been. People have come out in support across the rest of the country in support of those people who are now besieged.
So do you think the mood has changed in the country now so that most people would like the president to disappear when this is all resolved?
I think it's hard to point the finger at the president. The people don't seem to be chanting in large numbers for the removal of the president himself. It's his relatives, his brother, who commands a large chunk of the military, which is now in control of the city of Dera, and his brother-in-law, who controls a large section of the economy. It's their names which are being chanted on the streets, and it's those people who the people's anger seems to be directed against.
Is there any prospect at all, do you think, that the protesters will be armed in future, as we've seen in many other Arab countries, which has obviously taken those conflicts to a different level?
It's very difficult to say with any certainty at the moment that protesters are using weapons. The activists get very angry when there are any accusations of people using arms at the moment. The problem is there are no international journalists in Syria. They've all been forced to leave the country, so all the information we're getting is from activists. State TV, though, has broadcast many gruesome pictures of soldiers being killed and mutilated. So it's clear that on some level there is some kind of violence, but we're not sure exactly how widespread this is.
And the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva has now condemned the government for using deadly force. But at this stage, these are just words, aren't they, which I can't imagine are going to put a great deal of pressure on the regime.
Exactly, and the UN Security Council can't agree on any hard-hitting statement. Russia and China and a lot of the Arab states are scared of interfering in this conflict as they have in Libya. But it's interesting to note that the US has slapped sanctions on a couple of important regime figures. The head of the military, plus one of Bashar al-Assad's the president's very close relatives, but not the president himself. So the US seems to be taking a unilateral approach on this, targeting the people around the president, but not the leader himself.
And uninviting the Syrian ambassador to the royal wedding is not going to make a great deal of difference either, I imagine.
A political snub. The ambassador said he was embarrassed, but I don't think that's going to have any effect on the ground.